T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Time to catch up on the hoops. We've been talking about it plenty ourselves, but haven't kind of gone in a little while. To do so, we got our friend from NBA TV to join us, Mr. Chris Miles from the city of Hotlanta. Miles, what's up, man? How you been?
Hey, man, I'm taking my first golf lesson today, JP, so the next time you come down to Atlanta, I can hack it up with you.
You don't need lessons to play with me. You might need lessons to play with me.
You're taking your first lesson today, you're going to be far worse than you were before you get there, I promise you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the vote of confidence,
B-Mitch. One of the hardest parts, though, Miles, and I don't know what your game is like, but when you go for golf lessons, it does tend to be a break you down before we build you back up process. So just be aware of that.
Oh, there's no breaking down, all right? Hey, I can barely hit now. So okay. To be like, all right, we're starting from scratch with this guy.
All right.
This scrub-a-lub.
That works then. Let's talk a little bit about these conference finals we got working. There's been a significant lack of good games, although the series appear to be compelling. Does that sound about right?
That is the most accurate basketball take you've ever had, my friend. And the stats back it up. Half the games have been blowouts, and really what's so jarring about it is the first round was compelling. We've only had one sweep this playoffs. That was the Brooklyn Nets, okay, which was like, oh, snap, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving got swept. These were the odds-on favorites for most of the season, so it was a great storyline. And we got great first-round series, okay? So then you get to the second round, half were good, half were bad. And what's happened now is every game's been a blowout, every single one. And it's like the teams are strategizing, adjusting, and doing a good job. I think game two between the Mavs and the Warriors was arguably the best game of that series because the Mavs were up 17, the Warriors came back, and even though it was a large margin of victory, it felt like a really good game. Outside of that, I think this series has been kind of boring. And then the Celtics and the Heat, it's like, oh, one team dominates. You just don't know which team is going to dominate that particular game. And I've had to work a couple of them where it's like Bam Adebayo is amazing one game and absolutely invisible the other. I don't understand what's happening.
But think about it, though. I think when you look at it, Chris, it's like this is the conference finals. No team should be beating the other team by 20 points. I don't care what kind of adjustments they make.
Right.
This looks like it looks like a regular season game the way that they're blowing each other out. And we know the referees start swallowing whistles in different times. And I think they're going to have to either – let them play or call it completely fair because they're not completely fair how they call these games.
Well, I think you're correct in that, and especially the players try to adjust to it in some ways that how the game is reffed, it works to another team's advantage. Don't forget, that game three that Miami won in Boston, the refs were atrocious, and they really were on the Celtics' side. I mean, it's shocking that Miami was able to win that game. You go look at it going into the fourth quarter, they had shot 6 free throws, even though they were the more aggressive team. So I do see exactly what you're saying in that sense. And I think what we're missing, I'm just going to say it like this. Man, we're missing Giannis. Giannis doesn't get blown out, baby. You know, it's going to be a close game with a Greek freak on the floor. So I think with him getting eliminated because Chris Middleton's been out, you know, we're seeing some more blowouts than we would if my man
Giannis. Man, Giannis is sitting at home right now. Talk about the people in the playoffs. I mean, I know you're the damn president of his damn fan club. But
the CEO.
Talk about the people that are in the playoffs. And Giannis, he's in a restaurant, and him and his brother and the The waiter is trying to take a secret picture of them. That's what he's doing.
Hey, four straight years, 100 out of 100, first place, first team, all NBA votes, okay? That's some Michael Jordan territory my man is right now. But I'm sorry, B-Mitch, for bringing up the greatest player of this generation to you again. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I think you might be right about that with Giannis.
You put him past LeBron already? God. Oof.
Well, this generation, they're a decade apart, my friend.
LeBron's still playing. He says he's the best out there.
So would you be saying this, Miles? It would be like Kobe from 2000 to 10, LeBron from 10 to 20, and now it's going to be the Giannis decade? Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, and I think it started about 2 or 3 years ago. I just think we're kind of late to it, including myself. When you look historically, I mean, he won back-to-back MVPs, then won the finals MVP. All the stats are there. He started doing it at 25, which is a younger age than Jordan and Kobe got to this point. Now, I do think that Giannis' decline happened younger than LeBron's decline, for instance. So, I think we've been in his prime for a while now. His prime just happened earlier than we realized.
I mean... Obviously, if we end up with Celtics Warriors, I think the ratings will be through the roof. But it is an interesting time for the NBA playoffs to lose the best team in the regular season in the Suns, to not have Giannis even in the conference finals. The Heat are obviously a good team, and I don't understand why Alonzo Mourning isn't running his own team. And if it was up to me, why Alonzo Mourning isn't running the Washington Wizards. But, like, they really draft, develop, build down there. And it's so impressive to see. But, you know, looking at these games, to me, Game 7 of Suns-Mavericks is the lowest point I've seen in playoff NBA basketball in years. I mean, that Suns team...
Devin Booker, Kardashian effect.
Dude, remember that game a couple years ago when James Harden, like, allegedly took ecstasy and then just came to the game still on drugs and was terrible? It seemed like the entire Suns team was in that zombie mode that night.
The pressure was on them.
Well, and that's where the business of basketball gets in the way of actual games, right? Because what we saw is Monty Williams, who's a DMV guy himself, class act, right? We know what he's been through, losing his wife, being named Coach of the Year, all of those things. For DeAndre Ayton during the game to get into an argument in Game 7 with a guy that's classy because he didn't get his contract in the offseason, because the Suns decided to pay Chris Paul, that's where the business of basketball got in the way of greatness. And I think it all came to a head in that particular series. And you got to give Luka Doncic credit. I mean, you got to really understand what we're seeing here. The guys who are all named first team All NBA for the first time since like 1955 are all under the age of 27. It's legitimately a changing of the stars in this league. And Luka, that was his coming out party against Devin Booker, who's also on that list as a guy 27 and younger on first team All NBA. So I think we just saw the emergence of a new rivalry between Luka and Devin Booker, and for that to develop, you would have to have the Mavs actually win that series. So as much as that seemed like, oh, that's a low point, that's something to look forward to in the future, man, because those two guys are going at it in that series, both on and off the court.
That's a hell of a sales pitch. They got blown out by like 50 in Game 7 on their home court. I did want to talk Luka, though. I'm glad the Mavs won last night. The roof started leaking. That was just a gentleman's sweep. The Warriors are going to beat the snot out of them in Game 5. But Luka Doncic, clearly an impressive player, a truly, truly impressive player. He's super young. I think his game could still develop a little bit. He's not much of a defender. Maybe that will come with time.
That's not going to come.
But his numbers, so like we kept getting these numbers thrown at us about Luka's first 10 playoff games, Luka's first 20 playoff games, and they compared to Michael Jordan. I really think we got to chill with that comparison, because you're talking about somebody's body of work over, I mean, how many playoff games did MJ play? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Where are you at on Luka and kind of the Luka hype train?
Well, there's a number of things, right? Luka's 23 years old. Michael Jordan was a rookie at 23, right? So let's put a few things in perspective of about what Luka's accomplished. Now, for a guy that young to come into the NBA and do what he's done, it's been spectacular. The only reason those Michael Jordan comparisons are there is because he's second to Michael Jordan in playoff career average.
But MJ's playoff career average is over the course of 250 games.
But you just made a comment that I don't think makes much sense, though. You said Michael Jordan was a rookie at 23 and Luka's now 23. That doesn't make a difference how old you are when you got the talent to play at that level. Luka's been a professional since he was 16 years old, dude.
Exactly. Okay. So this is what I'm saying. The comparisons that you have to understand what we're seeing, right? So the only comparisons you can make are the statistics. And statistics are there.
What happened to Miles?
I don't know.
Started comparing. I think the cell phone gods were like, we're not going to let this dude compare him to Michael Jordan.
More than the statistics.
You guys got me?
Yeah, we got you now. But see, you said the only thing to compare is statistics.
So listen.
Michael Jordan did the same thing he did while playing defense at a high level. Luka don't play no damn defense.
Can I add this? Michael Jordan, but he's scoring at the Michael Jordan clip for his first 30 games. And JP, you said, oh, Michael Jordan played 250 games, playoff games. We're only comparing Michael Jordan's first 30 playoff games.
Are we sure that's the comp? Like, I trust you.
There's several.
I trust you if you're telling me the numbers match up through the first 30. I feel like some of the numbers I'd seen thrown around were comparing MJ's 179 playoff games to Luka's 26 or whatever.
And what I'm saying to you is I've seen that as well. I don't do that. Like on our shows, we stay away from that. We do, okay, compare at this age or compare at this many games. We stay away from the complete career because, like you said, at some point, Luka's going to have a series that's going to bring those numbers down, right? And that's where it happened in this Golden State series where he had a couple of games where he scored 20 and, 22, and you're like, oh, maybe this is his numbers coming down. So I do understand that, and we're on the same page there.
All right, so let's talk about these series we got left. Speak now or forever hold your peace if anybody thinks Dallas is actually going to come back to beat Golden State.
I'm listening, Chris.
That settles that.
No. Dallas's opportunity was game two. When they were up 17 in game two and it seemed like they had their rhythm, you win that, you got yourself a series. Once they lost game two, I'm like, okay, they're not winning this series, but they got to win game three to make this competitive. Then they lost game three at home. And it's like, okay, now it's just a matter, am I going to be off Saturday? Like, is Golden State going to finish this so I can do a 30-minute show as opposed to work 8 hours on Saturday? That's the way I'm looking at this, all right? Yep. Anybody with all the guys, Chuck, Shaq, all those guys, they're like, okay, they need to end this so we can have Saturday off. That's where everybody's at.
I totally agree with you. Now, the other series is still I want it to be good games. It hasn't been, but it's still a good series, I believe. I believe it's two really evenly matched teams in the Celtics and the Heat. Big game coming tonight. I think Boston wins tonight, but we'll find out. How do you see that? I mean, it's tied 2-2. It's a best of three. Two games are in Miami. What do you think happens?
I think it's really simple. And this may be oversimplifying it, but I think the guy that the Wizards should have drafted instead of Rui Hachimura that year, I said it the night of the draft with Tom Haverstraw on NBC Sports Washington, the second team all-defensive center that they have, Robert Williams, his knee has him questionable. Here's a guy that's risking his career being out there. If he's on the floor, to me, the Celtics win this series. He's a game changer in this particular series. If he's not on the floor, I think Bam Adebayo has his way, and I think the Heat win the series. I know that seems like an oversimplified way of looking at it, but go look at how Bam Adebayo played when Robert Williams was off the floor. He looked and he said, I'm going to dominate this game. Mm-hmm. Robert Williams came out and came back, and Bam Adebayo was like, all right, I'm going to do it, and Robert Williams shut that down. That sounds oversimplified, but Bam Adebayo really is the key for the Heat having an advantage, and Al Horford can't keep up with him, but Robert Williams can shut him down. That simple to me. He's questionable with the knee injury. I know Marcus Smart is questionable with the ankle, but it's Robert Williams who came back from surgery late in the first round, who's been in and out of the lineup. He could have been defensive player of the year if he played more games, wasn't injured. He's the guy that I'm looking at, like, how does he look in the first quarter, and that's going to determine this series.
Wow. You're right, though. When Robert's on the floor, Bam seems to don't want to go too much to the hole.
Yeah, I think so. I hear you leaning towards Boston. If we get Golden State versus Boston in the finals, who you like? Is anybody touching Golden State? They seem to have it all the way back, even though they got drilled last night.
Man, my caveat is always Steph Curry's health, because I've seen it happen one too many times where it's like, oh, Steph Curry not 100%. And in the past, they've had enough stars, you know, Kevin Durant, obviously, and Klay Thompson in his prime, which I don't think is the same player anymore at that level, that it didn't matter. This year, Steph Curry has to be 100%. He has to be 100% in the finals for them to win. I don't believe that Miami has the firepower to keep up with them offensively, but Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, if they're going to play at that level, I think we're going to get a great series. But with a healthy Steph Curry, I think that the Warriors win. Remember, Marcus Smart's dealing with that ankle injury, too. So trying to keep up with Steph Curry with an ankle injury, not the best thing to happen.
Yeah, Marcus Smart's like permanently questionable. I suppose since you're an NBA expert and there's an NBA team in town, we should ask something about the Wizards. I could ask you about the 10th overall pick, but I don't find it particularly sexy. Feel free to disagree with me, Brian. I want to go big picture with the Wiz. We talk about the Heat and the Celtics in the East. Now, do they have some studs? I don't want to sleep on Butler or Bam or Tatum. But, like, those are complete teams they have built. And guys down the roster are huge factors. How do the Wizards get to be like that?
Do what they did. Do what they did. I mean, to me, it's jarring to see the difference in the two organizations, okay? Because you have to realize, since the time the Wizards lost to the Celtics, remember when John Wall hit the game winner in game six and was standing on the table and they got Olynyk in game seven? You remember that?
Yes.
That was 5 years ago, right? Celtics have been to the conference finals, what, four times?
It feels like a right? century ago.
But here's the deal. They've destroyed and rebuilt their team essentially three times in those 5 years, right? Because they got rid of the 11 of the 15 players from that particular team, including Isaiah Thomas, who we had in studio a week ago. And I talked to him about it. I was like, hey, man, that must have been tough for you. He was like, yeah, but look at them as an organization. This is what they're doing. They are trying to win a championship. They're not settling on, you know, second round or Eastern Conference finals. So with our group, we didn't win a championship. They were like, how do we improve this group? Who do we keep? Who do we let go? He's like, I understand. I didn't like it. I was hurt. You know, I went through a lot. But that's what they're doing. And look at them. They're going back to the conference finals. So I don't really have anything I can say about them. That's what Isaiah Thomas said. Yep. You know what I mean? And then Kyrie Irving, they tried that. They're like, nope, this is a little bit too crazy. We've seen what's happened since, right? Yeah. Kemba Walker, he's hurt. Okay, we're doing this again. They traded away Al Horford for Daniel Tice. They brought them back. They are doing, they drafted Robert Williams, who the reason he felt him in a draft was, oh, you know, he smokes too much weed. He has off the court issues. Time Lord, he's not on time. They fixed that. They helped him become a more disciplined guy. Now he's a guy that could be defensive player of the year, right? Like, these are things that they did within their organization. The Wizards need to get with that.
You look so at they know how to draft, develop, so, they know how to develop and lead, point blank.
Yeah, you mentioned the 10th pick, right? When I see the 10th pick this year, I'm like, oh, you know what's going to fall to the Wizards? A shooting guard. There might be the next, you know, and I hate to use names like this, but the next Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, you know, Klay Thompson. That's what people are saying about whether it's Johnny Davis Jr. or Jaden Sharp. Like, there are three or four names there that one of those guys should be available. So it's like, if you're the Wizards, are you still riding this Bradley Beal train and paying him $200 million? To be a team that's missing the playoffs every year, or are you going to destroy and rebuild it? I don't know. It feels like the last couple of years they've tried to start doing that, but they're not going all in. They need to go all in and do what it takes to build a winner.
Mm. Miles, we always appreciate
your time,
man.
Brother.
Good luck with the golf lessons.
Go back and drive that bus you've been driving.
Giannis Antetokounmpo!
Thank you, Chris. That's our friend Chris Miles from NBA TV. You can give him a follow on social media at Chris Miles TV. When we come back, I found some pretty interesting statistics. A lot of conversation about Carson Wentz and the ability or inability to check the ball down. What do the numbers say? Let's find out next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.